This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's right, folks. Welcome to the show this morning. We're in a special location for a special occasion. And I don't know that the dome has looked better ever. I mean, it's very subtle lighting inside the dome. The screens have been redone, reconfigured. They're just absolutely stunning. The mood in here is just, it's absolutely incredible. I've never seen it like this. But
yeah, it's beautiful. And you see the ribbon boards that are part of the renovation. That's things that you didn't see before pop out at you. And you're right. You have to kind of turn the lights down a little bit. But when you do, you see something new all the time, and it's amazing.
So we were talking a little bit off air, Mike, you and I. The Saints organization is purchased by Tom Benson in 1985, and obviously Gail Benson, and they're going to be honored today. Well-deserved, long legacy here, great corporate partner to our community in so many different ways. Always kind of amazing, the next thing that they involve themselves in, and it just continues to roll out each and every day. A lot of executives from the NFL here, making your job real easy. You know, I think they're doing a tour right now with Roger Goodell.
Roger Goodell,
NFL commissioner,
will be the one who will be inducting the late Mr. Benson and Mrs. Benson. And, you know, we celebrate a lot of things. We should be celebrating May 31st, 1985. We don't. That's when Mr. Benson bought the team. A pretty well-spent $70 million, if you think about it now, in today's dollars and what that team is worth. And he and some others, and, you know, car dealership, 7th Ward, St. Aloysius, born in 27, so, you know, grew up through the Depression era. Nothing given to Tom Benson.
Right.
And Mrs. Benson, talk about carrying the legacy of him, but the philanthropic side, what an ambassador she has been and is for the Pelicans, for the city, for the Super Bowl, for just about everything.
And actually, we have with us Mark Romig, who's his family has been there from the very beginning, right?
Yeah, really, since 1970. Dad started announcing for the Saints at Tulane Stadium.
And then you took over.
This is my 12th year.
12 right. Already? Wow.
This is 12. Feels just like yesterday. My butterflies are still there.
It's the best job, right?
It really is. If I could do this full time, no offense to New Orleans and Company, but I would do this full time.
Or all the other activities that you're involved in.
Trying to find your title.
I mean, it's such a joy to be in this building. It really is. It's like a living room. It really is. And today it looks like a living room.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. But, you know, when you think about this legacy, and obviously this is the 11th Super Bowl that we will be putting on, Super Bowl 59, I think more than any other.
We tie with Miami. We have February 9th come around. It's 79 days, I believe.
Yeah, so we have a countdown in our lobby.
79
And I remember
days.
Walking out and walking this morning going, ooh, under 80. It's just, you know, the little monuments like that kind of go, okay, we'll be ready. We're built to host. This is what we do. It's the 8th time for the venue, so no other venue has more.
That's what it is. That's the stat.
And to be tied, we're not even really tied with Miami. We're tied with South Florida.
Right.
Right? That's a pretty expensive area as opposed to New Orleans right here, you know, Poydras Street. So it's you know, so much has to happen in, you know, New Orleans and company, but also you're, you know, with the PR committee and one of 16, I think, committees. Yeah. You know, this stuff doesn't just happen.
The host committee is well organized. There are so many different functions, and it's really done with volunteers all the way through. We have got a great professional staff, Jay Cicero and his team, who do this in and out. This is Jay's fourth Super Bowl, I believe. And it's just enveloped the committee with all sorts of great people. I co-chair the PR, Media, and Branding Committee with Rob Hatley, who is with Entergy. He's the Group Vice President for Corporate Communications. And we have really been very intentional about getting the state of Louisiana involved. We've got PR professionals from around the state, from Shreveport, Monroe, Lafayette, Lake Charles, Alexandria, Baton Rouge, helping us tell the story about why this is so important to not only New Orleans, but to the rest of the state.
So smart, at least to me, just because we fight this whole north-south, north Louisiana, south Louisiana. In the real world, the state of Louisiana benefits, but we do want the regional.
You know,
We want their knowledge. We want, you know, if somebody comes in early that week and they want to take a day trip, we want them to have a voice. And I think that was a very important move.
Yeah, in many ways, New Orleans is used as a base camp for people who travel into Louisiana. They may come here and spend a couple of nights, but they're going to get out into to the wonderful byways and highways of Louisiana. And so this gives us an opportunity to tell that story. There's a sports story that will be told the week of the game, but we've got so many other key messages that we want to impart on the national media and international media. We'll have over probably close to 7,000 credentialed media in town.
And along those lines, Mike and I were talking, Jay, earlier. NFL Films is here. They actually took a shot of Mike and I. We may appear in a video, but they are already filming special interest stories here in the Dome in the city, and they've flown in a bunch of folks, and they'll be here through the weekend filming in preparation for the Super Bowl presentation.
We've enjoyed telling the whole story of Louisiana and this New Orleans region, and we think that out of this will come a lot of opportunity for people to realize that Louisiana and New Orleans is open for business. Jefferson Parish, St. Tammany Parish, St. Bernard Parish, Plaquemine, we're all in it together. And I think you'll see that a lot as we get closer with the fact that all the eyeballs of the world will be on New Orleans over the next several weeks.
And so the recipe, clearly different than it was in 2013, right? So one of the events earlier is that all, you know, top however many number of social media influencers brought in, shown around, food, the whole thing. And then most recently, I'm going to say 50 or so journalists from around the globe to come in, brilliant move again, to tell the story before the story.
That's
They're coming back, but tell the story now and globally before you come.
Right. We told the story a couple of weekends ago, and you helped participate with that. And Caesars Superdome, Caesars, the new casino, the renovation of the hotel, the convention center, City Park, the French Quarter. We showed why the city is so remarkably walkable. And that's one of the things, the reasons why NFL sees this as a prime spot, and why fans and the corporate sponsors of the NFL see this as a prime spot, because it is easily handled, and that's why people keep coming back here. And you said it earlier. We use the phrase "built to host." It's just natural. It's what we do, and we're built to host major events, conventions, meetings, associations, and that couple that wants to come in for a weekend.
Yeah.
How, Mark, when we talk about social influencers, obviously it's changed the game, right? But there are no traditional rules in that medium.
Not really. You've got social media handles happening 24/7. You're relying on people to have a good experience here that will then communicate that out to their networks. We regularly bring in influencers who have large followers, following, I should say, lots of followers, and we let them tell the story about why our museums are so wonderful, why our parks are so wonderful, our food, our music, our sports scene. It's changed the way that we market New Orleans. We only have so many resources that we can buy media, paid media, television commercials, radio commercials. That's all very important. But social media has changed the game because it's happening. Whether you like it or not, people are going to be talking about you. We want them to be talking positively about Louisiana and New Orleans.
But it's obviously increased the difficulty of what, like, New Orleans and Company does and other folks in promotion business, promoting this event or otherwise, because it's a lot broader. It's a lot deeper.
It's deeper, and it's
and
somewhat
it's more instantaneous.
Out of your control.
I was going to say, kind of uncontrollable, but... you know, strategically done, targeting the right audiences, finding those right influences, you can make magic, and that's what we've been doing. We've got a four-person social media team. That's what they do each and every day. They're pushing stories out, creating content, but we're also bringing influencers in and getting them around town to the group that came in a couple weekends ago. We already had a Forbes article.
Oh, really?
Yeah, awesome. Talking about how New Orleans is built to host, and it's getting ready for the Super Bowl. So. That'll continue.
There are a lot of jobs I don't want. Yours is on the list. So
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yours, no. And so is Michael Hecht. So because
I love my job as chief marketing officer at New Orleans and Company, and working for that team is it's been fantastic.
Michael Hecht is, you know, kind of he's got questioned a lot about because there's a lot of construction happening right now, a lot of projects, some 500 projects, and I think he said it best the other night on watching television, and it's like this is not a Band-Aid approach. These are futuristic fixes that are going to benefit events 5 years from now. And we've been a Band-Aid approach. We've done that.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
And I know we're all paying the price now. But in the end...
Sure. And we live here. We've seen the construction projects. I think there are two schools of thought. Some people that say, you know, that Super Bowl, we have all these darn construction projects. The other school of thought is, I'm so glad the Super Bowl is here because we can get these done. And to your point, they're getting done, and you see the road work that's being done. This is quality road work. This is not something that just throwing some asphalt down. This is,
you know, it's interesting. People always ask, oh, why does it take a Super Bowl, or why does it take a Taylor Swift concert? These are opportunities, right?
That's right.
And they come to you in many ways,
take
shapes, and forms, right?
And
it's incumbent upon you to leverage those opportunities.
Yeah, you got to take
advantage of it. For what it's worth. Now, the aftermath, the ability to maintain the improvements and everything else, that's a different story, but that's incumbent upon the leadership of the city to do so. And one of the things I like about what's happened in the aftermath already that they're thinking about with Michael Hecht is this communication that they have going on, a collaboration amongst the business community, the city leaders, the operations folks. They want that to continue because they've seen the huge benefits that have flowed out from that. And I hope that if that happens, that could be one of the biggest successes of everything that we've done in preparation for the Super Bowl.
The lessons of how to communicate, to your point, how to communicate better and how to work together as a team. I mean, this has been the great unifier. I hearken back to the World's Fair in 1984. That event brought the community together from all neighborhoods, all aspects of life. And I'm seeing something like this, Super Bowl, bringing people together and getting things done. So it's a point of pride for all of us. And to your earlier message, let's just keep it going.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We know that you are busy running around, and you'll get your steps
wearing,
in today.
Wearing many hats.
It's fun. It's fun. We're having a good time.
We are.
And go Saints, by the way.
Go Saints, baby. December 1st. Make it three in a row.
That's right.
Move
absolutely.
Them chains.
Touchdown.
Yeah.
All righty, that's Mark Romig, New Orleans and Company, Super Bowl 59 PR Committee co-chair. And and we appreciate him joining us. We'll be right back after the break. I'm Newell Norman. He's Mike Haas. Stay with us.